Hi, everybody. Bob Plaster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy, which airs every Friday night here on KCRW. And in trying to think of what would be the best sort of comedy that I could put on this, the blackest of all days, April 15th, the day the taxes are due. And I'll tell you, I mean, I hope you are luckier than I am, because I owe Uncle Sam my next born child. but in trying to think of what was best today, I racked my brains, and I came up with Rodney Dangerfield, because he doesn't get any respect either. So here's the best of Rodney Dangerfield. Rodney Dangerfield is sort of like, an oversexed Henny Youngman on amphetamines. And he's truly one. You either love him or hate him, and I happen to love him. I think he's a riot, and has of late been successful in movies. And here are some excerpts from his records over the last, maybe 15 or 20 years. There's some old records of his that I've mixed in with some new ones. And so here you go, Rodney Dangerfield.
I can't sing. What the hell am I singing for, huh? I'll be doing card tricks next, weather reports, whatever you want. But it's nice seeing some folks here away from television, tell you that. One guy gave me a hard time. He kept looking at me and looking at me. He said, what I know you from, you know? I said, you ever watch a Tonight Show? Johnny Carson? He said, yeah, you too. Hey, good crowd, huh? That's all right. You know me, I love crowds. Love crowds. And as a kid, my house was always crowded, always people around. You know, I come from a big old-fashioned, hard-working, stupid family. That's what I come from. What a dumb family I got. Are you kidding? Last week, I looked up my family tree. I found out I'm the sap. My old man, he was dumb too, my old man. He worked in a bank. They caught him stealing pens. I tell you, I can't relax, you know? Well, the other night I felt like having a few drinks. Someone ordered a bartender and said, surprise me. He showed me a naked picture of my wife. My wife had got no sex life either. She cut me down once a month. Oh, I'm lucky. Two guys I know, she cut out completely. I met one of the guys. I told him, who told you could fool around my wife? He said, everybody. My wife. Well, last night she told me she wants to have sex in the back seat of the car and she wants me to drive. Good life, we are trying out. You're gonna laugh at here, baby. How you doing? I love a guy with a good laugh. You're all right, baby. Huh? Where you from, bud? The questions get hotter as I go along, you know. I'm not gonna follow you home. What are you worrying about, for crying out loud? Huh? Where you from again? Whereabouts? Jersey? No wonder. I got enough trouble over here. Don't you start now. Will you please? Whereabouts in Jersey, huh? Wayne, New Jersey. Oh, Wayne. Oh, you city slicker. I'm in a good mood, though, I'll tell you that. I just signed a big contract with General Motors for 2 years. I bought a new car. I always get stuck when I buy a car. The salesman always says she's a beauty. He never says he's a beauty, and I found out why, because a car and a girl are very much alike. I mean, with either one, a car or a girl, how many times in a cold morning when you really need it won't turn over? What the hell? Nice to see the love in the room, anyway. Man, there's too much hate in the world today. People always fight with each other. It's awful. You know? The trouble with me is I'm too easygoing. Last night I had dinner in a Chinese restaurant. I opened my fortune cookie. Inside was a guy's check next to me. I said to my buddy, I got your check. He said, thanks. I mean, I know respect. Remember when I was a kid, we played hide and seek. They wouldn't even look for me. The other day, I was standing in front of a big apartment house. The doorman asked me to get him a cab. Same thing with my friends, no respect. My friends tell me when I call them on a phone, I should use a certain signal. I just let it ring twice, hang up, and don't call back. I'm not a sexy guy. I know I'm not sexy. Well, this morning when I put on my underwear, I could hear the Fruit of Loom guys giggling. I'm a bad lover. You're kidding? Very bad lover. You know, I caught a peeping Tom booing me. Now, but some guys, they do anything to get girls. I was trying to get girls. Well, I was taking my dog for a walk. I figured some girls say, oh, what a cute dog. Before you start talking, you get the girl. Didn't work out. My dog is too smart, you know. He was using me to go to the dogs. No, but dogs are smart, really are. I mean, a guy meets a girl, is not sure if he likes her, takes her out a few times, spends all kinds of money. A dog don't do this. Dog goes out with one smell. She's for me, knows right away, you know? No, but women have a lot of control, I'll tell you that. You know? I can tell when they go to the ladies' room. You know, a woman never goes and she has to go. She always goes when someone else has to go. I hear them talk. I don't care. I'll go now, later, whenever you have to go. How do I do that? I have no idea. A lot of women act so classy. They never say, I'm going to the bathroom. They have to powder my nose. If that's what her nose is, in a lot of trouble, I'll tell you that. No, I tell you, with me, nothing comes easy, nothing. I'm so disappointed this business is with girls. So there'll be more girls in show business now. Can't get lucky. Every time I meet a girl, she just turned over a new leaf. It's another thing, I got no respect with girls either. You know? There was one girl I met, she told me I reminded her of someone who used to bother her. She wasn't nice at all. I went out on the first date with this girl, you know. While I was out with her, she ran into some guy she knew, introduced me to him. Yeah. She said, Steve, this is Rodney. Rodney, this is goodbye. Hey, I'll tell you, with girls, I don't think like other guys. All the guys want to go with girls who are fads. Girls been around with girls who swing, not me. I want to go out with a good girl, a girl who's never played around. I figure she's due. And you can't believe girls either. Girls say things like, it's all right if a man is older than a woman. Age makes no difference. Looks is not important. Money means nothing. That's what they say, you know. But I never met a girl yet who fell in love with an old, ugly man who's broke. Never. No, with girls, I don't think right, you know. There was one girl I had a date when she told me to bring up a pint. I got ice cream. I don't even look for pretty girls anymore. To me, I mean, I'll settle if a girl has a nice voice. I went out with a girl. She had a beautiful voice. The whole night I just sat there. She kept talking and talking. The whole night I just sat there, you know. Beautiful voice. And I couldn't take my ears off her. But that's what people worry about looks too much. Everything is lose weight, look thin. They go to doctors, they get pills, injections. These things mean nothing. I found only one way to look thin. Yeah, hang out with fat people. I'm telling you, it's the only way, you know. I mean, it's the same way you talk to people who are afraid of getting gray hair. Actually, it's wonderful to have gray hair. I mean, ask any man who's bald, anyone out here, I don't lie to you. But what's looks? Looks is nothing. It's underneath what counts, soul, depth. That's what's important, not looks. I mean, how many times you take a walk in the street, you see a tall, handsome man walking arm in arm with a short, fat, ugly girl. I never saw that. Did you ever see that? I never saw that, you know? I thought I saw that. I don't think I ever will see that either. No, but looks don't mean nothing. I got a niece, an ugly girl. She got married. She's happy now. She married an ugly guy. And today they got two very ugly kids. In fact, they're all so ugly. In a family album, they only keep the negatives. Oh, I talk about girls. Actually, I'm married. You know. You can tell I'm married, right? I have that worn look about me. Now, I'm married, and to me, you know, my wife is smarter than all these other girls I went out with. Because since I'm married, my wife taught me things I never knew when I was single. Well, she taught me that the wife's clothes go on the wooden hangers. Husband's clothes, the wire hangers. I also found out that the husband's closet never comes with the apartment. You get four screws and easy instructions. A child can put it together. I went around the whole neighborhood looking for a child. I couldn't put it together. What do I know from that, you know? Well, with her clothes, it's different. When she buys clothes, she tells me it's for my benefit. Because people judge me by the way she looks. And she doesn't want our friends to think that I'm doing bad, you know. So I borrow money from our friends to buy her clothes so our friends shouldn't think. I
I leave my house. My wife tells me to call her in case something goes right. There's another way that my wife don't show me respect, you know. Sometimes she forgets something from the store. She sends me to the supermarket to do some shopping. It's one place I hate to go, the supermarket. I mean, I try to picture myself as a mature man. And I find it very hard to act mature when I have to stand with a group of women and feel tomatoes. And the only reason I feel them is because everyone else is feeling them. I don't even know what I'm feeling for. And I don't think the women know either. I went shopping the other day, there was one tomato there, four women felt it and left it there. A fifth woman came along, felt the same tomato and took it. Finally, it was my turn, I picked out three tomatoes. I mean, I felt them first, you know. I don't want the women to think I was stupid. As soon as I got the tomatoes home, my wife started to feel them. And she gave me one of her, you're an idiot looks, you know. You call these tomatoes? I don't call these tomatoes. I said, what do you call them, bananas? She said, you took these tomatoes? How come no one else took these tomatoes? I said, how come someone else took these tomatoes when I took these tomatoes? She said, you're taking them back. You'll ask for Lou. He'll give you tomatoes. And then she told me that Lou only knows her by sight. He doesn't know her name. That I have her picture in my wallet. I should show Lou her picture. He'll take care of me. I went back to the store. I found Lou. Lou had a pencil in his ear, a cigar in his mouth, and he was wearing a sweatshirt marked Coney Island Parachute Jump. I went over to him, I said, Lou, it's a picture of my wife. You know this woman? He said, look, buddy, I'm a married man. I don't play around, you know? Oh, I tell you, times haven't changed enough. The wife was never happy with what he brought home. You can go back as far as the caveman days. The man would go out looking for food all day, and a woman would sit and wait for him. As soon as he came back to the cave, she would let him have it. Here he is, the hunter. What do we got tonight? Wolf. Let me ask you something. What forest did you go to? That's a little forest. By 12 o'clock, the best animals are gone. I told you, go across the river, you'll come to Super Forest. And tonight, they're open late. You've been killed till 9 o'clock. I mean, how many dishes can I make with wolf? I made wolf foo young, sweet and sour wolf, butterfly wolf. I told you, you don't have to kill the first animal that comes along. You look around, you see what other people are killing. I'll tell you the truth, you've changed. You're not the same man I married. Since you're able to stand up straight, no one can talk to you anymore.
Last week was a rough week. My psychiatrist told me I'm going crazy. I said to him, if you don't mind, I'd like a second opinion. He said, all right, you're ugly too. He told me to lay on the couch face down. You kid, I know I'm ugly. I stuck my head out the window, got arrested for mooning. I was an ugly kid too. I worked in a pet store. People kept asking how big I'd get. I wanted you to try to make me a poster boy for birth control. What a childhood I had. My mother never breastfed me. She told me she liked me as a friend. My mother had morning sickness after I was born. My old man, he didn't like my looks either. He carried around a picture of the kid who came with the wallet. A lot of things, my old man. You kidding? My old man, on Halloween, he told me to put jockey shorts on my head and go as an ass. You're all right. You're a nice group out there. I'll tell you that. You're okay there, folks. You're all right. You're all right. Thank you very much. You're okay. Thank you very much.
And my kid, he goes to the toughest school in New York. I had to go over there last week. A kid was acting up. I had to go see the guidance counselor. They told me he was out. He'll be back in 1 to 3 years. It was a rough school. I looked in one class. They were teaching the kids arithmetic. I heard the teacher say, Johnny has 50 cents. If he steals another quarter, how much does he have? Well, my kids' school, forget about history. The kids there, they think Washington crossed the Delaware because he had a girl in Jersey. The teacher said to one kid, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. The kid said, what do you got for the cops?
Daughter, too, she's no bargain either. In public school, she was voted most likely to conceive. It's the trouble with kids today. They play around so young. Ooh, they play around too young, you know? Well, today they got birth control pills shaped like Fred Flintstone. I don't know. It's tough to work it out, folks. What can I tell you? I got a dog, too. He drives me nuts. His favorite bone is in my arm. I don't know. What the hell am I sweating for? It's my joint. I got the job. I don't know what I'm doing here, you know what I mean? All right. That's okay. It's just a hobby. That's all a hobby. I work there for laughs, you know. I make my money at my regular job. I sing the national anthem at cockfights. What do you say we bust up this joint, huh? All right, next week, after the fire. Now, when I started in the show, I worked only tough places, places like Fonzo's Knuckle Room, Aldo's, formerly Vito's, formerly Nunzio's. Ooh, that was a tough one. Nunzio's tough. I sat down to eat in a menu that had broken leg of lamb. And Nunzio, he was tough. And then he said to me, kid, you want to go hunting? I said, okay, I'm game. And he shot me. No, but I never got girls. I was making love to one girl. She started to cry. I said to her, you'll hate yourself in the morning? He said, no, I hate myself now. This girl was no bargain either. Showed up, she had pigtails under her arms. She was fat, too. She got in a scale. A card came out and said, one at a time. This girl was fat and ugly. Ooh, was she ugly. How ugly? She was known as a two-bagger. And that's a girl who's so ugly, go out with her, you put a bag over your head in case the bag over her head breaks. She was ugly. She was so ugly, you look in a dictionary under the word ugly, you see her picture. I mean, ugly. Kidding? Oh, I bent down to pet her cat. It was the hair in her legs. An ugly chick. I took her to the top of the Empire State Building. Airplane started to attack her. I mean, ugly. I found out when she goes to the bank, they turn off the cameras. You kidding? The ugly girl. Hey, well, two guys broke in her apartment. She yelled rape. They yelled no. It's nice to hear you laugh, though. I'll tell you that. Because where I live, there's no laughs. I live in New York here in the West Side, a very bad neighborhood. Just last week, a guy pulled a knife on me. I could see it wasn't a real professional job. There was butter on it. What a neighborhood. What a first day I moved in, I asked a cop, I said, how long I walked to the subway? He said, I don't know. So far, no one ever made it. Right, it's getting worse over there. I just put some new sidewalk in front of my building. Remember when I was a kid, I put my handprint in the wet cement? I forgot to do it again. I tell you, it's a weird feeling, put your hand in cement, and you feel another hand. Oh, there's nothing but killings over there. I went out, I bought a waterbed. There was a guy at the bottom of it. My apartment, nothing but robberies. They're all over the place. Every time I close the window, I hit somebody's fingers. Hey, when I was a kid, I once turned to crime, you know. I pulled one job and they caught me. I was so stupid, you know. I picked the guy's pocket in an airplane, made a run for it. My kid goes to the worst school there is. Only public school I know, the school newspaper has an obituary column. I looked at one class that teach the kids English. I heard a teacher say, what comes after a sentence? Kid yelled out, you make an appeal. That's where I live in the West Side. I live in an older building. I live in a kind of building like I take a shower. I never get under right away. First 5 minutes, I get rust. And while I'm taking a shower, if someone in the building takes a cold drink of water, I get burnt. You know, I want to move out of here. My wife wants to stay there, though. My wife, she can't do nothing right, nothing. You know? I took her to the ballet. She forgot the sandwiches. She can't cook either, the worst cook in the world. In my house, we pray after we eat. What a lousy cook, you kid. I don't think meatloaf should glow in the dark. I got the only dog, he begs for Alka-Seltzer. She can't cook at all. I leave dental floss in the kitchen, the roaches hang themselves. Well, last night she gave me a steak. It still had marks where the jockey was hitting it. And then she told me to take out the garbage. I told her, you cooked it, you take it out. I tell you, my wife always gave me trouble, always. At my bachelor party, she was in the movie. It's tough to stay married, it's tough. Are you kidding? My wife, during sex, she always wants to talk to me. Yeah, the other night she called me from a hotel. I don't I'll tell you what would be nothing comes easy, nothing. Well, last week I went to the track, I shot off the opening gun, they killed my horse. I'll tell you my trouble, I got the wrong doctor. You know my doctor, Dr. Vinnie Boombatz, that's my doctor. Oh, doctor. Oh, that doctor, forget it, weird. I saw him last week, I told him, Doc, every day I wake up, I look in the mirror, I want to throw up, what's wrong with me? He said, I don't know, but your eyesight is perfect. I went to my call him, I swallowed a bottle of sleeping pills. He told me to have a few drinks and get some rest. He didn't help me lose weight either. He told me to run 5 miles a day for 2 weeks. I called him up, I said, Doc, I'm 70 miles from my house.
Do me a favor, Leon, I walked off tonight. Don't tell me I did it wrong. There's a lot of pressure going for me. It's a pressure, it's like a heaviness that's on top of me. Always there, this heaviness. Ever since I'm a kid, I walk in the street, it's always on top of me. And you people don't know how bad this heaviness is. To give you an idea how sick I am, right now, at this very moment, I hear laughs. I mean, it's bad, this heaviness. Other people wake up in the morning, new day, up and out of my wake up, the heaviness that's right there waiting for me, nice, you know. And sometimes I even talk to it. I say, hi, heaviness. And the heaviness looks back at me, you know, today you're gonna get it good, don't worry about it. You'll be drinking early today. And people, I don't wanna drink, you know. Tonight I don't wanna drink. So what am I asking you for? For what? Like everyone else, I like applause. They mean nothing to you, but a lot to me. That when I walk off, if you just, not you. You're all just sitting there looking at me, aren't you? Sitting and looking all of you. Saying to yourselves, him? We know him. He's in show business for one reason, girls. Wants to get girls in hotel rooms with booze and swing. That's what he wants. How wrong you could be. Because if you knew me, you'd know that underneath there was a tenderness and a sensitivity. And I'm in this business for only one reason. To earn enough money to buy a farm. And that's all I want is a good piece of bottom land. I want to sweat with the oxen. And at night I want to hear, come and get it, come and get it. Oh, the farm. I want to fetch things. I want to pay my doctor with a hog. I want to hang out at the general store and spit at the stove. I want to live by the good book. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. How do, Miss Amy? He has the farm. And I'll work the farm with my bare hands and build it up. And someday I'll sell the farm at a big profit. And then I'll get the broads in the room with the booze and I'll swing when I get that farm, I tell you. That's it, show's over. You got screwed again, right? What can I tell you, huh? You want your money back, Fungu, all right, that's it, you got screwed, okay? Well, I'll tell you, the whole thing goes back to my childhood and the time I was lost on a beach and a cop came and looked for my parents. I said to the cop, you think we'll find him? He said, I don't know, kid, there's so many places they could hide. I was never lucky in a beach, never. I was drowning, I was yelling, help, help, and the lifeguard ran over. I said, all right, kid, keep it down, keep it down. My old man, he didn't help either, my old man. I was kidnapped, they sent back a piece of my finger. He said he wanted more proof. The time I asked my old man, how can I get my kite in the air? He told me to run off a cliff. What a childhood I had. My uncle's dying wish, he wanted me on his lap. He was in the electric chair. I hope you had a few laughs. Okay, watch out now. I tell you, I'm all right now, but last week I was in rough shape. I don't get a break with nothing. I played hide and seek when I was 3.
No respect, no respect.
Why they wouldn't even look for me?
No respect, no respect.
I was an ugly kid, I never had fun.
No respect, no respect.
They took me to a dog show and I won.
No respect, no respect.
When I was born, I brought no joy.
No respect, no respect.
My old man said he wanted a boy.
No respect, no respect.
I was an ugly kid, always alone.
No respect, no respect.
Halloween, I had a trick-or-treat over the phone.
No respect, no respect.
Friends don't call, my phone don't ring. I don't get a break with anything.
What's the matter, Rob? not death. Where is my sting?
It's just rapping, riding. Ain't rapture type, no, no. Rapping, riding. Get out of sight. It's just rapping, riding. Make no mistake, poor old rapping, riding. Can't get a break.
I'm getting old, it's hard to face.
No respect, no respect.
But during sex, I lose my place.
No respect, no respect.
Steak and sex, my favorite pair.
No respect, no respect.
I have them both the same way, very rare.
No respect, no respect.
I know I'm old, I could go any minute.
No respect, no respect.
I got a kidney-shaped pool with a stone in it.
No respect, no respect.
Dr. Vinnie Boombots, that's another one.
No respect, no respect.
I said I want to stop aging, he gave me a gun.
No respect, no respect.
I told him I got water on the knee. He gave me a sponge and raised his fee.
What's the matter, Rodney?
It ain't easy being me. Nothing goes right, I just can't fight it.
No respect, no respect.
Well, Eastern Airlines thanked me for flying United.
No respect, no respect.
I got some money, what did I do?
No respect, no respect.
I bought some quicksand, the deal fell through.
No respect, no respect.
My car broke down, I called AAA.
No respect, no respect.
They left the car and towed me away.
No respect, no respect.
I can't take it no more, I'm getting too old.
No respect, no respect.
I called suicide prevention, they put me on hold.
No respect, no respect.
Winter, summer, spring and fall, I'm always up against a wall.
What's the matter, Rodney?
I don't get no respect at all.
It's just rapping, Rodney. Ain't rapture type, no, no. Rapping, Rodney. Get out of sight. It's just rapping, Rodney. Make no mistake, poor old rapping, Rodney. Can't get a break.
It's getting worse, it's caving in. The heaviness, I can't take it no more. It's all over. Hey, where are my kids? Somebody help me. Hey, bartender. Hey, who's that guy with my daughter? Where's my wallet? How do I get out of here? Stop that dancing.
Well, there you go. That's going to have to do it for Funny Stuff this week, featuring Rodney Dangerfield. Just as my little tip of the hat to you to let you know that, well, as bad as the news you got today, you might have actually gotten good news. I mean, there are people that look forward to April 15th because it brings them refunds, whatever they may be. At any rate, buck up if you're in my position. You got a whole nother year to worry about it. And we'll do better. We'll have more deductions and, well, you know how it goes. You're saying the same things to yourself as I am sure. At any rate, next week we'll be listening to Gilbert and Sullivan. Some pretty bizarre renditions of Gilbert and Sullivan, ranging from Danny Kaye to Tom Lehrer, all sorts of things. And it should be a lot of fun. I hope it'll be a lot of fun because I haven't gathered it all together yet, but I am reasonably certain of being able to assure you that it'll be a lot of fun. The address, if you're interested in writing to me, is Bob Claster, 1900 Pico Boulevard, KCRW, 1900 Pico Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, 90405. And include a daytime phone number so I can get a hold of you. And that's going to just about do it. So until next week, this is your host, Bob Claster, reminding you to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because April 15th is going to roll around and you really need it today. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.